Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, Sienna. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My bank just informed me that there was a $56 and some odd cents charge from you, and I want to know what that charge was for.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
60403.
Thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Valerie Sykes.
Thank you, Ms. Sykes. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
2325 Ardoff Avenue, Crest Hill, Illinois, 60403.
Thank you. Give me one second, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for your account to load.
Okay.
Okay, so do you remember on July 19th paying $7.95 for the cookware sweepstakes?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be $2, and when it went through, it came to $7.95. Yes, mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yes. So before you paid the shipping, you said it was supposed to be two, but before you paid the shipping, it'll say in the terms and conditions 3 to 5 days later, you also be enrolled in the factory direct store on a membership fee. And with that membership fee, you receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use on that website.
Well, I didn't recognize or see any of that, and I don't want to be a part of your direct store.
Okay. I do have you canceled now, and I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 261-113-852.
D is in Charlie, 261-113-852.
Yes, ma'am.
And I won't be charged at $56 that...
So, canceling canceled all future charges. For that charge there, even though it's stated in the terms and conditions, however, I can issue you a 35% refund of that charge, which is not...
Why can't you issue me the whole recharge?
Because
it's
stated...
The whole charge for that.
Yes, ma'am. It's stated in the terms and conditions about the membership fee before you pay that shipping charge.
I didn't. Okay. All I was entering was a sweepstake. I didn't see anything on there where it said sweepstakes that I was also, you know, signing up for some type of monthly subscription to anything. I didn't see anything that said about a subscription.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's stated before that shipping charge. But since that information did go unnoticed, I did refund 50%, which is $28.48, but that's the most that company allows for refunds.
Yeah, okay. I can't get all my money back. I don't have, you know what, I'm going through a divorce right now, and all my money is going for my attorney to deal with this ex who's a complete asshole and dragging this out. I don't have extra money to spend.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry to hear that. That's why I refunded the 50%. That company typically doesn't allow any refunds, but the 50 is the most that I can do for you.
Okay, then fine. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and you'll see that refund in 3 to 5 business days, and your account is canceled.
So you're telling me that the 56 will go through, and then I'll receive a refund of $28? How much is the refund supposed to be so that I can make a note of this?
Mm-hmm. So, as a courtesy, I went ahead and refunded $56.95. I just voided the charge, so you'll see the whole refund back in your account.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have no idea. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
You have a wonderfully blessed day, and thank you for blessing me today with this, because the end of this month, I have $500 that I have to pay, and I don't even know where that money's coming from.
And I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, you'll see that refund. You're welcome. You have a great day, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.